A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you have love for those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The word of the Lord. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Impossible, I think. I know. This is one of those things where Jesus is just saying something cryptically insane. I cannot be perfect like God is perfect. But here it is. And I think about this in the context of the world that I'm living in right now. The war in Syria goes on and gets worse. The war in Afghanistan continues on. Now it looks like in the Crimean Peninsula we might have war again. So many problems. What are we to do? When can it stop? How can it stop? And I see that what it needs is some impossible, perfect love on somebody's side. And I think of this line then in that context. We need somebody with perfect love to break through the hatred in our world. And if that's not going to be me, then who will it be? Or I think about what Jesus says here. God sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. And I'm glad God does that, because otherwise I wouldn't have food to eat. I'm sure of it. God loves everyone because God is love and can't help it, but also because everyone needs love. And it seems so naturally human to always determine if somebody is worth my love. Do they deserve my love? Deserve what I am doing for them before I give them what they might need? And this challenge is to say, let's quit that analysis. Does somebody deserve our love? The world needs our love. They need our love. And we simply need to love in this perfect way that God does. And that may be impossible. But now I think I really have my new Lenten project. Not about what I'm going to give up, what I'm going to take on. Dare I say it? I want to be perfected. I want my Lenten project to be for God to make of me what the world needs me to be, that perfect lover. I know the world needs it, and I know it's a long way from where I am. But that is going to be my Lenten journey and my constant prayer. And I ask you to think about this for your own Lenten journey. Is this really what maybe you're being called to as well? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect.